Welcome to Live the Fuel.
Welcome to Live
Welcome
the Fuel.
To Live the Fuel. Focusing on health, business, and lifestyle. And now your host, Scott Mulvaney.
All right. Good day, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to another Live the Fuel show. Per the last episode, and actually probably a few more this week, you're going to find that these are all going to be fast-hitting episodes from Thrive 2016 here in San Diego, California. So if you guys have never heard of Thrive, it's all about making money matter. So check out Thrive, Make Money Matter. But we're going to have all the backlinks and all the connections in the show notes from all of these episodes. So literally, we are down here. It is 8:15 in the morning. The event doesn't start for over another hour yet. And my co-host today is a guy that I met through the Facebook group for the event before we even got here. So long story short, we don't even know who he is yet. His name is Dale Carlson. He is the guy who helps you suck a little less. And we're going to jump right into that because it's awesome. I love the tagline. I love the website. And let's rap, man. Let's learn about each other today at Thrive.
That's great. Thanks for that intro, Scott. I really appreciate that. I'm excited to be here. I'm excited to talk about Thrive. It's been a crazy, awesome event.
I know. We only had one day yesterday. It's like day two.
Yeah. We're not even like halfway through yet. And it's already been amazing. Learning so many great things. Connecting with awesome people like you, Scott. And it's a wonderful opportunity to be here.
So what brought you here, man? Like, help the audience, because I don't think people understand why I came here. I'm trying to do some, you know, Facebook Live videos and content to help people understand the big picture. And I think by the time we leave here, we're going to have a whole different big picture when we're
done
with
that. Oh, yeah.
But, like, what was your trigger point, man? Like, why did you come to Thrive?
So my trigger point is I heard about this event through someone who came last year when it was in Vegas.
Okay.
And he was telling me about this event, and I'm like, it sounds kind of cool, like a networking event, you know, some speakers that are going to talk about business. So I looked a little bit more into it. I saw the lineup, and I'm like, damn, I got to be there.
Okay, that lineup's... Help people understand here. There's like 28 speakers, I think, was it?
Yeah, like 20, I think 27, 28
Whatever.
Speakers. But it's like, we're talking Pat
speakers.
Flynn, Lewis Howes, JJ Version, Jack Canfield, John
Jack
Astriff.
Canfield was my trigger point.
Yeah.
I was like, Chicken Soup of the Soul, this guy has like got millions of dollars in book sales, but most importantly, he's impacted so many people because he's been around for so long. So it's like, that guy was my trigger point. Like, out of that whole list, who was your trigger point?
The biggest trigger point for me was Lewis Howes coming here.
Oh,
I love what he's about. I love the internet marketing scene. That's where I really thrive. That's where a lot of my knowledge is in business and online. And so I was really excited to hear what he had to say. He talked about book launches, which is pretty cool to hear about. And I really like his whole model of launching webinars and using that as a leverage points to build your list and to actually bring in business, sell courses that way.
Okay.
But hearing John Assaraf yesterday was absolutely incredible.
Dude, his speech, his presentation, his training session was, I mean, Lewis was up there too. Don't get me wrong. But I was like, yeah, that was knowledge bomb central, man.
Yeah, it totally was. And you want to talk about, you know, fueling your lifestyle and your business and your health.
Yep.
He hit it on the head.
Oh, he was hitting on all cylinders.
Yeah.
It was perfect. I was
like,
I wish I could have, like, I don't know, like maybe how people go to the movie theaters years ago and they would like record the movie and then like sell it online because it was like bootleg stuff. Like,
I
wanted to bootleg that speech.
Yeah, and just let everybody else see it before it comes out.
Like, oh, it's already out. You don't have to go buy Thrive. I wouldn't do that though. Thrive is awesome. I would not do that. But so if if you guys are listening to this, the Hatter family, don't worry. You're safe.
Yeah, you're good. Scott will make sure it stays under wraps.
Yes, we are protecting the awesomeness here. So, but what did you get most out of his presentation?
So if I were to sum it up in like one phrase, and it hits the nail on the head in all areas of our life and all areas that we want to excel in and be successful in, it's that mindset matters most.
Okay.
You know, he talks about the neuroscience of what happens to us when we encounter fear and when we actually want to get results in our lives.
Right.
And what it came down to, the biggest takeaway that I got from it is that mindset matters most.
Yes.
That it's really a change in how we're thinking. It's changing the limiting beliefs that we have about ourselves, saying, hey, we're not enough, or we can't do that because we don't know how.
Yeah.
And saying, hey, it doesn't start with the how. It starts with creating the vision. It starts with creating that goal first. You don't have to know the how. The how you'll figure out along the way.
See, on the show, we talk a lot about mindset, and this is crucial. So the whole point of his conversation, Assaraf's point, is he was targeting today, just so for the audience's benefit, is neuroscience. That was his niche. Because a lot of people aren't thinking. They don't realize how much your brain controls everything we do. And a lot of people don't understand the fact that you can reprogram your brain.
Yeah.
We can change our mindset and amplify the mindset, which in turn can be used as a tool to impact your health and impact your business and impact your lifestyle. So that's why you and I think, are so pumped from that training session, is that you and I already tell, like, I only known you for, what, 24 hours or whatever in person.
So it's been a great 24 hours.
Mindset is huge. So actually, it was kind of funny for our listeners. So he and I connected over Facebook. Then we got to the event. I was here early in the morning. And then, boom, you were one of the people that clearly, like me, just take action. I was already at another lunch. And then you're like, hey, man, you want to meet up for lunch? And I'm like, sure, I'll meet for a second lunch. So I ended up coming back to the hotel and meeting you yesterday for lunch because I wanted to get a chance to meet you. So that was cool. We had a great first initial conversation. And that's what led to this. I was like, you know, I didn't really have a game plan on who I was going to interview or bring on as a co-host for the show. I don't care. I'm playing it spontaneous, and I loved your energy.
Look at you.
Your brand
good.
Is hilarious.
Thank you.
But, like, what did you – let's rewind a little bit. When you went to that lunch yesterday, like, what were you expecting to get out of it? What was your mindset going into that?
So my mindset going into this whole event coming here is it's been reinforced on what they're really trying to push forward. I came to this event trying to think, how can I help people? Who can I help? Even if I don't have the skill set that they're looking for, can I help in any way possible? Whatever they need. And it's looked like many different things. So in one instance, there's a great guy here. His name is Tom, and he's working on creating a toolkit for pastry chefs.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Yeah, you met him.
He was at dinner last night. He's the Pastry Elite, right?
Yeah, Pastry Elite is
Pastry
his Elite brand.
We were at dinner last night, and then we were on the roof at the rooftop bar until late last night. So
yeah, super cool guy. So he actually happens to be from Minneapolis like I am. That's how we got connected. Scott, yep. You're the one that actually introduced me. You're
yes,
like, hey,
that's right.
The Minneapolis people are here. They
we were
have
at the
to
pre-mixer.
Talk.
So again, yes. The event hasn't even started yet.
The event hasn't
you
even started
You and I have
yet.
Lunch
yep.
Thanks to a virtual connection point. Channel that mindset into, we both say, hey, let's go to the pre-mixer.
Yep.
Boom, you meet Pastry Elite guy. I remember, because I listen, here's a little tip, guys, when you're networking, try and either take notes or at least memorize things about people, because then as soon as he's like, oh, yeah, I'm here from Minneapolis, and there's people here at this event from all over the world.
Yeah.
But I had already known you, and I met you at lunch. I'm like, dude, another Minneapolis guy. Maybe they're the only two here. They have to at least know each other. So as soon as you walk in, I had already told him, like, oh, yeah, there's another Minneapolis guy here. As soon as you walk in, I'm like, hey, boom. Say hi.
Yeah, that was great.
So you ended up really rapping with him for a while and actually learning more about what he was doing.
Yeah, learning about what he's doing. Talked with him a bit. Connected. He said he was creating a toolkit for pastry chefs. That's essentially what he was working on right now. And so flash forward the next day. I'm at the event right in the morning. The event's starting. And just before it starts, people are kind of hanging out, chatting. I find an empty spot next to this lady named Ashley. Super cool gal. And right now she's an accountant. Believe it or not, she's from Minneapolis. Crazy coincidence there.
So we're
all
in
Minneapolis. And
we
this is the best part. This is the best part. So I'm like, Ashley, like, what do you want to do? She's like, well, I'm an accountant right now, and I really want to become a pastry chef.
Get the hell out of here.
Right? And I'm like, what? What is this?
Dude, oh, my God. We just busted the event wide open. So, again, power of networking. That's crazy.
The power of networking. So now they're able to connect, and it's a win-win situation.
Did she even know about his brand?
Didn't even know about his brand.
He's got like 85,000 followers on Instagram.
On Instagram. He's killing it there.
So,
he's
like,
killing
this
it.
Is just all she has to do is at least start. And here's a little tip, guys. Be smart about who you follow. All right, follow people that you want to get into that. So clearly for her, she hasn't fully immersed herself into pastry chefdom, you know, the kingdom
yeah,
of pastry chefs.
She has that passion. She hasn't immersed herself.
Boom,
yet.
Now that you referred her to that guy, Tom's like, great. She now follows all his feeds. Now she's got somebody to reach out to because you now know Tom. You can get them in touch with each other. Now, did they actually physically meet yet?
No, they connected over Facebook or email,
perfect.
Whichever
so
it was.
So they're probably going to catch up today.
They're
going to
catch up.
So that's awesome. That's huge.
Yeah.
And like that. So did that amplify her? Was she just like through the roof?
Oh, yeah. You know, when I was first talking to her, she was a little shy. She was a little timid because she's – when you're around these people that are killing it, you know, there's just some great quality influencers here at
this
event.
Yeah, I mean, our speakers, our trainers are all six, seven-figure income-earning
eight-figure,
successes.
Nine-figure, yeah.
Yeah, when, yeah, the eight, I was good at six or seven, and then, like, you hear about the eight, and you're like, okay, we're around people that are going to – you're going to learn from these people. So,
yeah.
And here's a real – like, we're all pumped up, guys, this morning. Like, we've already had our bulletproof coffee, so it's like today's going to rock again. I think it's important to let people understand, though, that when we drop in all these figures, the money – I mean, the reason why we're here at Thrive is make money matter. You know, the reason why I connected him to Tom, and now he's connected Ashley to Tom, is this is what it's about, okay? It's not like, oh, I'm going to get you guys connected so you can make eight figures. It's not about the money per se. What we're learning at this event is that it's okay to be successful and make money. Because as we're learning from our speakers and our trainers here, it's what you choose to do with that money. Like if you're making $50 million a year, you got plenty to live off of. You actually now have the power to say, I'm going to go ahead and donate half of that and empower other charities, which we've heard from some of these people.
And I love what Cole said yesterday. He's like, if you want to live a millionaire lifestyle, go ahead and make $2 million and give away half.
Yeah. It's like, hey, if you only need a million, perfect. You can live off of a million. I loved that. He was just like, great. But don't stop at a million.
Yeah.
To his point, what you just said, you want to be a millionaire, great. Hit the $1 million mark, but don't stop until you hit at least two. And to your point, it's like, great, you want some life balance, you feel guilty about making a lot of money, fine. You now have the power to impact lives and charities or whatever you want to do by donating half of your income.
Like, yeah.
How awesome would that be? And that's why it's like, I don't feel like I'm chasing money, but I'm channeling that. I want to be that financially successful so I have the power and the freedom to do those things. And
yeah,
that's what it's about. It's not about, and again, that's why I love this event. Make money matter.
Yeah, that's exactly it. It's about not just focusing on
and
making
suck a
the money
less along the way.
And so. Suck, yeah, you want to suck a little less at a time. Yeah, make that lasting change just a little bit at a time. So what I was going to say is that, in regards to what you were saying, you have to have some sort of purpose behind what you're doing. You have to have some sort of externally focused principles that you're going. So if you're just trying to make money for yourself, You might kill it. You might do it. That's great. But you're not going to be very fulfilled in that.
Right.
And that's another big takeaway from this event. So if you're listening right now and you're thinking, okay, I really want to grow my business. I really want to do what it takes to make the money that I want to make, to live the lifestyle that I want to live, then what you need to make sure that you're doing is giving. Even now, yes. Even when you don't have a lot to give, you have your time to give. You have other resources you can give besides money.
We have our
even
network
if you're not
to give.
Making, yeah, our
getting
network
people
to
connected.
Give.
Yes,
that is so huge. So if you are all about receiving and you're just trying to connect with people, if you're going to networking events and you're just thinking, oh, how many business cards can I hand out today?
Can't stand
how many
it.
People can I tell
focus
about
on
my
quality.
Brand?
Focus on the quality.
Yeah, you have to focus on the quality. Yeah. And instead of saying, hey, let me tell you about my brand, let me tell you about how you might be able to help me, just go out to people and say, hey, how can I help you? What value can I give you before I even ask for anything?
Yep.
You have to be bringing value to the table.
Yeah, I met a young girl yesterday. Her name is Roussel. And we were waiting in line for Lewis's book. I wanted to get it signed. And it's funny because she's like, oh, what are you going to get written in the book? And I was like, well, whatever he wants to write in the book. I mean, he's a New York Times bestseller now.
Yeah.
I mean, he crushed it. But I said, it's not for me. I said, that book is I'm going to bring that home to somebody that I recently connected with, and I want them to add this to his library. And when Brian, when you listen to this, you got something coming to you, brother. the point is, and I won't tell you what's written in the book. Like, when you get the book, you'll love it. So the point is that you want to be channeling that, and you want to be using these resources and providing to others. I want to help him because I know through the universe, when he's got his shit together, he'll come back, and he'll be like, Scott, what can I do for you when he's got the ability? And it's not because I need that. I'm just saying that I actually want to be able to be there for him to do something for me because that's going to make him feel more fulfilled. Because a lot of people feel, oh, everybody's always helping me, but I can't help in return. And I tell people, that's okay. It's okay to accept assistance in life. I was guilty of this. I didn't want to help. I didn't want to, or, sorry, not help. I love helping. I didn't want to accept help to myself. I was trying to be Mr. Tough Guy. Yeah. And trying to crush everything on my own.
Yeah, and it's hard because there's hard. That pride. There's that pride that kind of says, hey, no, we can totally do this on our own. We don't need anybody else.
Yeah. And it's like, and I'll bust us men. We're guilty of that.
Oh,
I mean, I think a part of our ascension is that we need to just drop those walls and pull our heads out of our ass and realize, like, dude, it's okay to ask for help. It's okay to get assistance and welcome in that assistance to help you get to the next level. And that's kind of what you're doing too. I mean, suck a little less, besides it being an awesome brand name, freaking love it. I mean, it's suckalittleless.com and let's just slow that down. suckalittleless.com, just so in case you guys are typing that out when you're listening to the show. But it's everywhere. You got it on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram. So the point here is that besides being an awesome brand, you're trying to help people with some of that. It is a piece of that lifestyle component, okay?
Yeah.
It's not just, yeah, we're telling you guys to get out to events and surround yourself with people better than you. But it's like, dude, why are people going to work with Dale, right? And that's you. It's like, okay, well, Dale's going to help you suck a little less. Well, how's that going to happen? Well, I can't tell you because I've just met Dale. But I can tell you, besides the brand being awesome, he's passionate. You have a lot of energy. That's a big thing for me. I can't stand lazy people. But I can tell you also genuinely want to help people. And that's part of the equation.
And that's what drives me.
Helping people understand that they can accept the help along the way.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I'm sure you get into those conversations.
Yeah, and it can be really difficult. Like you said, we really expose ourselves. Asking for help can be a really vulnerable experience because we basically have to, like I said, put that pride aside and say, hey, like, I need help. I don't know where to go from here. I don't know how to do this on my own. And the thing is like, it can be scary.
It
can feel like it's going to be daunting. Like, it's just going to be like, oh, they're going to reject me. They're going to laugh at me. They're going to think that I'm weird because I have, you know, these struggles that I'm working through. I don't know how to get past them. I don't know how to get the results that I want. I don't know how to achieve the goals that I want. But that's where the magic happens. That's where connection happens in that vulnerability.
Well, part of that magic happens. It's just saying yes. And like, I need to define that probably a little bit, but you know you have an issue. You know you have a problem. Say yes to helping yourself. And if that means saying, you know what, I'm going to reach out to Mr. Suck a Little Less himself and just have a conversation. Maybe Dale's not the right coach for you. That's okay. Dale, I'm sure you're probably okay with that. You just want to say, great, let's at least have a conversation.
Yeah.
And I've done this through business coaching. Like, there's people who just don't make sense. Like, I know we're not vibing. So I was like, dude, I'm not going to waste your time and your money because also you're probably going to annoy the hell out of me. I want to see you be successful. So I usually refer them to other people. I'm not just going to ignore them. But
you don't want them not to be taken care of.
The point of the message here is like that first step of saying yes, that drops that first wall. It's like you have now officially allowed yourself to accept help. And now you can allow yourself to reach out for help. And that's one of the biggest steps for most people. Do you find that to be the same for you and what you do?
It can be really similar to that. So where people want to find that help, they just don't always know how to do it. And as a coach, I don't have all the answers for their specific issue.
No, we can't have everything.
Right, but where it's important to see someone like that is they can help you work through that. So I help my clients strategize. I help my clients troubleshoot. I might not know all the answers coming in, but I help them find the answers while they're working with me. And I'm sure you see that.
Yeah.
You're working with people with CrossFit, and you're coaching people in CrossFit.
Oh, yeah. I love it every Friday. Well, not this week, obviously, because I'm out here at Thrive. But sorry, guys. But the point here is, like, yeah, you have to create that two-way relationship.
Yeah.
And start working through things together.
Working through it together. Yeah. Being in that element together. And I bet you see how awesome that is. You see that change that happens when people start believing in themselves. So think about someone that just starts CrossFit and they're like, okay, I've heard of CrossFit. It seems kind of cool.
It's cool, but it's also scary for a lot of people.
Like, I have to run how much and do how much high interval training, and I have to lift how much when I'm squatting. I don't understand. Like, I bend my back when I squat. I don't even know how to do this.
Yeah.
And you start coaching people.
I have injuries. Can I even do this stuff? And it's like, anybody can do this. I've got 60-some-year-old women that do CrossFit.
That is so cool.
So it's like, guess what, guys? To your point here, it's like through the coaching relationship, we build an understanding. That's what people don't understand. It's like, I'm not going to treat you the same as that other athlete. So just like you with your business and your lifestyle coaching and your life coaching, it's like no one is the same. The point here is that we both have said yes to helping each other and working together. And then we're actually creating that teamwork. You create that open communication. And as things arise and as things come up, we can adapt and tweak and work together to figure out where that's going to go. Same thing. Like, I'm not going to coach a 60-some-year-old woman the same as a 21-year-old that just came in fresh out of, like, the high school football team or something.
Right. People need to be coached differently. They need to be met where they are along the journey, along the path.
Yeah. So, like, let's talk about that because not everybody can coach everybody. I want to point that out there. Some people say they can. But this is a business tip, actually. This is kind of like a guidance piece, is that people need to niche themselves. A lot of people think they want to help everybody, and you really can't. And
right.
I think if you want to be an excellent coach, you should have taken the time as a business professional to identify your market, identify the audience that you love working with. Maybe that's a certain age segment. Maybe it's a certain demographic. Maybe it's a certain ethnicity. I don't know. So, like, what have you done for yourself as you've started this Suck a Little Less business? I'm sorry, I laugh and smile every time I say that. I freaking love it. But what do you do to – what have you done to start targeting? Like, what are you doing – like, who is your audience? Who are you trying to help?
Yeah, well, maybe I can tell you a little bit about my story, because I think a lot of times our audience...
We got a backstory.
A backstory here. A lot of times our audiences come from our own story. That's where we can speak passionately from.
Yes.
And that's the people that we can empathize with and really connect with and really help them progress forward. So where my heart is, where my passion is...
Here comes the truth, people.
Boom. So overall, if I were to like put an overall arching idea behind it, it's that I love to help people. Yeah, that's true. But I really love to help people who love to help themselves. Right? And that's why I got into life coaching. That's why I love it. So specifically for me...
Was there a personal story for you that triggered that thought?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So a little bit of my story and part of why I work with who I work with, and who I work with are young professionals that want to advance in their career and see amazing performance results, and then young entrepreneurs that are feeling stuck.
So we're talking about, when you say young, are we talking about like me, like this show? I hope everybody listens to it, but obviously I'm also in that same demographic. I'm looking at, you know what, I'm an X-Gen,
yep.
And there's the millennials.
Yep.
So like that is, you either are a little more mature like me, starting entrepreneur journeys, or you got this hardcore, like, go-getter millennial generation that's like, I want to start crushing it from the get-go. Screw corporate world. So,
yeah.
Wow. So is that what you're referring to as those young
professionals? Yeah, it's millennials. Now, you look really great. You'd swear that you were, like, 21. You're killing it. You're ripped. You're good-looking. But I know you said you're nice. A Gen X.
Yeah. Rock on that sweet salt-and-pepper look on the hair,
The sweet salt-and-pepper look, for sure. Baby. It looks good on you.
And then for any of you millennials who don't understand who salt-and-pepper is, that's from the 90s, baby, okay? Go check it out. Great music group. Anyway.
Oh, yeah. It makes you want to shoop. Shoop was the song that was one of their big hits. Shoop, shoop, badoo.
Let's come back. This is awesome. We got Thrive Energy.
So a little bit of my story is that I grew up in a really poor family, and it was difficult. It was a little bit of a dysfunctional family. I love them to death. They're awesome people. It was just a little bit of a difficult environment to grow up in, and I didn't really have the influence that I needed to be able to succeed. So what I mean by that is, both my parents, they're great. I love them, like I said. Neither of them graduated high school, and education is a big part of success. And they talked even in this event, always be learning.
When you say that education, are you saying that from a foundation building standpoint? Because we all know that, and no offense, I love education. I made myself go back to college and get my degree. I'm the first one in my family to ever have a college degree.
Boom.
So, I mean, and I did that only a few years ago in my 30s. So it's like, okay, dude, like, adults can do this too. X-Gen, millennial, whatever. But I realized that it didn't teach me to be an entrepreneur, though. No offense to the universities. Most universities, they teach me to be a good employee. But
yeah.
Again, there's a foundation piece. It's building some structure and some fundamentals. So I just like to piggyback that a little bit, because I've met a lot of entrepreneurs that college has done nothing for them. They actually drop out, and boom, they crush million-dollar companies.
Yes.
So,
yep.
I like to play both sides of the coin on that one.
Yeah, it's not always formal education.
Okay.
It's not always going to get your college degree, but education is important nonetheless.
Okay.
And for entrepreneurs, it's hard to get a college degree in entrepreneurship. I know they offer them, but the experience as an entrepreneur is what really helps you learn and really helps you grow. So
a lot of patience along the way.
Yeah, a lot of patience along the way. And I would love to get into that, like what that takes. So let's talk about this after. I'll give you a quick version of my story. So
yeah, please.
Parents didn't graduate high school. My dad got his GED in his later 20s, which was cool. But here I am, 18 years old, leaving the house with a $500 car and like a box of clothes. It's like really all I had.
Wow.
And I decided to make something different in my life. I didn't want to survive in life. I wanted to thrive in life. And so I ended up going to college. I'm the only person, like you said, in my family to get a college degree, which is super cool. And I went about it.
You had to pay your way, right?
Yeah, had to pay my way.
Yeah.
Had to pay my way. I didn't have any support or any financial support, but I could do it.
Yeah.
You know, I was working 30 hours a week, taking 20 credits at school, just grind through it.
I was doing 40 plus.
Boom.
Oh, yeah, it was
you
crazy.
Are incredible,
it
Scott.
It was not. No. Dude, I don't recommend it.
It's a lot
this
of work.
This is not an ego thing. Don't do that. Do not try and work full. I mean, if you can, don't try and work full time while going to college. So, but you know what I'm talking about. Whether it's 40 or it's 30, dude, you're spreading yourself thin.
Yeah,
it had to be a struggle.
Yeah, I mean, totally true.
Yeah,
but I look back now, and I'm so glad I did it. I'm so glad I went through that exhaustion. I'm so glad I went through all that hard work and pain, really, in a lot of different ways to get to where I am. And when I was done with college, the route I took is I jumped into the corporate world. That's what everyone told me to do.
Ditto.
And so I'm like, all right, I'll do corporate. Yeah. And to be honest, I've done really well in corporate, and I've worked my way up in an IT career. And like, I found myself in a great cush job. I'm making great money, and I'm sitting at a cubicle staring at a computer screen all day. And I go, what am I doing with my life?
Yeah.
Because what I really wanted, and I hope that you listeners that want to go into business, you realize this, is that money doesn't buy you happiness. It doesn't get you what you want. If your purpose...
What did we learn yesterday? Money's not real.
Money's not real. It's just a currency.
It's a monetary note.
Yeah.
Which isn't even based on anything real anymore because it's not based on the gold standard. So
yeah,
it's printed paper, people. That's a whole other podcast.
That's all it means.
It's a whole other podcast. But
yeah.
Yeah. Just keep going.
So where was I? Oh, yeah. So what I was saying is I found myself in this career that I was doing well, and people would be like, oh, I'd love to have your job. And it just didn't mean anything. I didn't have any purpose in my money. I was just making money for myself just to make money. And that's when that shift happens. Like, I got to do a purpose. I want to help people. I actually want to give value back to others. And so that's why I got into life coaching, where I can actually help people who want to help themselves, help people who want to excel.
Yeah, there has to be a two-way street.
And the corporate world isn't bad. The corporate world isn't bad. So
no,
I love coaching people that want to advance in the corporate
world.
Let's
pause right there real quick, guys. Like, I rip on the corporate world, too, only because I've been there, all right?
Yeah.
It sounds like, well, now you guys are literally watching or listening. Dale and I learn more about each other, and there's more and more common ground here. Again, we've learned a lot from the corporate world. It's taught me a lot of things that I like and also don't like. But so I can't take that away. Let's not rip completely on the business corporate world. It is right for the right person at the right time.
Yes.
So in my 20s, I killed myself trying to crush the corporate career. And now in my 30s, I've actually lived my life more to the fullest because I started creating more life balance. I didn't do that in my 20s. So I was like a late bloomer with the fun stuff. So to your point, though, like we both chased that corporate dream because we were inexperienced. And that's part of the inspiration here. I'm not saying that everybody needs to become an entrepreneur, even though you and I are obviously going down that path, and it's making sense for us now. So
yeah,
I just want to make sure that I wanted to clarify that, because there's other episodes where I kind of rip on the corporate world. And let's be honest, it's needed, it's necessary, it's a job for a lot of people.
Yeah.
But there are people like you and I that we finally reached that point. And you obviously reached that point where it's like, is this it?
Yeah.
Is this all I got?
Right.
What is the legacy that I'm going to leave behind? Great, you were the best employee ever. You know, no. Sorry.
I was employee of the month for 12 months in a row.
Yeah. Woohoo. I got a trophy. Yeah. And hopefully a decent bonus. I don't know. Like, yeah,
yeah,
like,
right.
Let's start controlling our money. Let's bonus ourselves, you know?
Right.
So, yeah, that's awesome, man.
And for some people, you know, passion is great. We want to do what we're passionate about vocationally, but passion doesn't always equal profit. So if you're in the corporate world, it's cool to kill it in the corporate world. Just make sure you're doing something with purpose with your money.
Yeah.
Make sure you're giving back in some way. If you're working in a job, what we learned yesterday,
the quadrant, right?
The quadrant. Yes.
They talked about, and guys, I'm really trying to draw in the air so you can't see this, but the whole point here is in this quadrant, short skinny on it, is that we learned yesterday, which I love it, is they designed it in a way that you want to push your life towards the upper right-hand corner of the quadrant because in that is a balance of purpose and profits. So you have the two axes where purpose and profits, and the way they looked on the screen, since you guys can't see this, is once you push your life towards that upper right-hand quadrant, you're in perfect balance. You've got your purpose, you've got your profits, and you're thriving. That was that thrive quadrant.
And Both purpose and profits.
I love that graphic representation. I think that really connected for a lot of people. So that's what you're talking about right now, man. It's like purpose, passion, profits. Can they go hand in hand? And I think they can.
They definitely can. And if you can find that niche, that's when you can kill it in business.
Yeah. And that's what we learned yesterday. It's like, dude, you can be profitable. Don't feel guilty about making a lot of money. And I think this is part of my own personal development journey, is that I've always had to kill myself for money, and I was never good at money. I did spend a lot when I had the good job. I did fall into that period where it was like keeping up with the Joneses, because like, oh, well, this is what everybody else is doing, so I need to do that too. Because I hadn't created the life balance of having my adrenaline junkie passions that I have this day.
And you have some crazy great ones.
I get bored.
Yeah.
but that's life. The point is like, what are you doing with the money you're making?
Right.
And you work hard for that money. And great, let's say you start a family, and let's say you're a great church-going person, you're faithful, and all this wonderful stuff. But is that enough? I don't know. For some people, it is, and that's great. For me, it's not. Like, I don't want to create some huge five-person family and be Mr. Perfect church-going, blah, blah, blah. Like, I want to do something more with my money. I want to have charities that who knows? Maybe I fund a charity and like, found one day. I don't know.
Yeah, that would be incredible.
But there's the point there. It's like, great, I'm having success, I'm making money, wonderful. But what am I doing with it? What are you doing with it? I mean, that's what we're all talking about.
That's
here
what
this
we're
weekend.
Talking about here. Yeah. What are we doing to make it more than ourselves? What are we doing to keep our purpose externally focused, not focused on ourselves? Yeah. That's what we're doing here.
It's not about the I, it's the we. Sometimes in our lives, we do have to kind of bring it back in and focus on us as individuals, because like
we got to keep ourselves healthy.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah,
like,
we have to have life balance.
You can't walk into a room. Let's say you're doing a group coaching session with five VIP customers, and you walk in and you know in the back of your mind that your life is a shitstorm. And there's Tony Wynn, the instaguy.com himself, .com.co. He will crush on Instagram. Got to plug him. He's awesome. I forget what episode number he is, but go check him out. Anyway, the point is that you want to do more. I mean, do more with your life. And like, if you are not developing yourself, walking into a room of a group coaching session, for example, and you know in the back of your mind that your life's a shambles and it's a mess, maybe you're in debt or whatever, that is going to affect, I don't care how amazingly mentally strong you are,
yeah,
it's
going to
affect everything that's coming out of your mouth. It's going to affect your energy, the energy you're giving off, your confidence. I mean, can you imagine trying to do that?
Yeah.
It
would just be exhausting. And
you'd be fake.
And you
right?
would be fake.
Yes.
Yeah. It would be totally fake. And that whole idea is the airplane rule, right? So when you're on an airplane, if you're at high altitude, you lose cabin pressure,
yeah,
and the oxygen masks come down. They always say, put on your own
mask
first.
It is I first. Yes. If you want to save your child or that child nearby you, maybe because I'm not a parent, but I believe in saving lives. So
yeah,
it's like, all right, dude, I want to be that first responder. But if I don't put the air on, and by the time I get to them to help them, and I pass out because I've lost oxygen,
right,
and I've lost the sustainability to live, I can't help them.
And if you pass out before you even got a chance to help them, then you're both gone. Like,
yeah,
it affects both of you.
Yeah.
Where if you
take care of yourself first, pull that air mask on.
Yeah, put that mask
fuel
on.
Fuel you first.
Yes.
Right? Fuel those lungs, all right? Make sure you can breathe. Then go help others. And I think that's been hard for a lot of us as well, is that we get so pumped up and go to events like this, and there's a lot of people here that are going to be like, I want to go out and start crushing it and helping people. But it's like, okay, but have you helped yourself?
Yeah, have you helped yourself?
Like, you've been wanting to become a life coach, but did you rip the lid off and start right away? I don't know. I hope not, because obviously you wanted to make sure that you were in the position to help others.
Right. And I love the idea of living the fuel. You have to fuel yourself so that way you have fuel to burn.
Yep.
So you can make sure
you're getting it.
You're going after your health and your lifestyle and your business,
man,
appropriately.
Yeah. That you want to go you want to go at 110%, you want to go at 150%. I'm telling you, it is possible. That's part of my life mission with helping others too. But we have to reel it back in. I've had to do it to myself multiple times over the years where I get all hardcore, and then it's like, whoa, have I taken on too much? You know, am I spreading myself too thin?
Mm-hmm.
Is that going to be, am I giving my best self forward? Am I
yes.
putting my best foot forward? No, let's pull that back. Maybe instead of helping five people, I can only help one person. You know, maybe I can't help three charities with volunteer hours because I only have so many hours in a day, so maybe I focus on one. It's hard. It's hard to say no sometimes, but there's a quote that John Lee Dumas says a lot on his podcast, the EO Fire, and he says, you know, every time you say yes to something, you're saying no to everything else.
Yeah.
So let's really think about that for a second. It's like, okay, great. You're at Thrive, and let's say someone's like, great, I want to go into a coaching session tomorrow at lunch. It's like, great. If I say yes to that, my lunch hour is done. All right, what else am I going to do? But maybe that makes sense right now. I don't know. But I'm just saying, think about that, guys, when you're out there saying yes. And I don't know if you have any customers like that or clients like that who maybe say yes a little too much. I don't know.
Yeah, so yeah, sometimes you have to learn how to say no, and it's okay to say no.
Yeah.
It's definitely okay. And I think what's important are the things that we say yes to.
Okay.
So I'm super passionate about business. I love business. I could talk business and marketing all day long. And I think about what
that was Tom, right?
That was Tom. Tom just
Pastry
walked by.
Elite himself.
Pastry Elite himself. So what I was saying is like what we say yes to is really important. And so if you're listening right now, you're like, maybe you have an idea in your business. Maybe you haven't started. Or maybe you're pretty early on. You're like, well, how can I grow? What should I be saying yes to? And what I like to tell people is that there's two things we can be doing with our time.
Okay.
We can be creating with our time, or we can be consuming with our time. And a lot of people that aren't successful or aren't fulfilled or just are living a mediocre lifestyle, living the average, they consume a lot. They consume other people's ideas and products. They watch TV and movies.
And we've been there. I'm sure we've both been there.
And like, I'm not going to say I don't watch TV every once in a while now. Like, I'm a huge Game of Thrones fan. I love that.
I finally watched one of those episodes in my last business trip in a hotel. It was weird. I get it. I was like, I only want one episode. That's all I got. So I'm sure you're definitely much more versed on the show than I am.
Yeah.
But that's like people with like Walking Dead. That's like a viral show too.
Yeah. It's okay to do those things. It's just that what are we spending the majority of our time doing?
Yes.
What are we saying yes to the majority of the time? So we have that consumer mentality. Or if you want to be successful, you have to spend more of your time creating.
Yes.
Creating is where the opportunity comes. Just like we're going to bring this full circle, and we talked about what kind of value you can add to other people earlier on in the show here.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's creating for other people.
Yep.
And just say, hey, what can I do? What's my skill set that I know how to create in? What can I give you of value there?
And I'm glad you brought this back full circle. That was powerful because we talked about, yeah, it's great to make money, but what are you doing with the money? But then there's a lot of people who they're just want to rip their head off, rip their hair out, whatever. They're like, man, I just want to do more. But it's like, I don't have any money. And that's your point. You've just full circled back to here, guys, is that making money matter. Yes, let's step away from the dollar sign there for a second and look at it as a making value matter.
Yeah, okay? That's good.
There's monetary dollar value, but then there's all the other value. There's your time value. There's your skill set value. So you could be like one of my past guests, Brian Strausser. The guy is a freaking surgeon with a chainsaw like I am. I mean, I was trained by the Forest Service for firefighting. That guy just loves running chainsaws. So he's a fellow trail lover, mountain biker, loves that stuff. So, but Brian, over the past, I think he said 16 years, has been just volunteering his time when a local camp or something needs a trail opened up. Boom, he's out there with chainsaws cutting it. Ice storm rolls in the Northeast, knocks people's trees down. He's got friends like, hey, man, Brian, I know you have a chainsaw. Don't worry about it. He goes over, cuts open their backyard, opens up their driveway, surgeon with a chainsaw. And he's done that for 16 years. Now, granted, yeah, there's a small monetary value in there, maybe buying some fuel, maybe getting some new chains for his chainsaw. But he donated his time and his skill set. That was the value that he was giving to others. So no money. He wasn't donating money. He donated his time.
Yeah.
So, and that's what I think a lot of people have to understand here is like, what is the value you bring to the table? It doesn't have to be money. Hell,
it doesn't.
Hell, right now, you and I are recording a podcast show.
Yeah.
There is value there. All right. I want to help people understand your voice. Why is Suck a Little Less awesome? And how can it help other people? So I have a platform. It's called a podcast show. I can give that value to you. Because you're awesome, too. But
Thank
the point
you.
Is, like, you're we're
awesome.
Hanging out.
You're awesome,
you know,
Scott.
We're jacked up here. But it's like, great. I don't need to fund his business, people. He's doing it all on his own. He's building his brand and his life coaching business for others. So
we're creating
I love his message.
Here. We're creating.
Exactly.
We're doing
like,
something.
Let's
Do
create
it.
Some messaging that now you can utilize. So when I publish a show, it's online. Great. Now from an SEO perspective, the backlinks between our websites will start communicating better, making Google happy. But now you've got a voice, all right? And it's not you trying to make it happen. I wanted you to come on the show. I wanted to help share your voice. So that is me giving value to you. So, and now you're giving value to my audience. because we're having this great rap and we're talking about something around life coaching and about messaging of Thrive and how we're making value matter and what is the value you bring to the table. So this is a powerful episode, man. Like, so this is what we're exactly what we're talking about. I'm loving this. So
it's good.
I'm hoping you're loving it too.
Oh, I'm loving it too. This is so great. I'm so thankful that you've had me on the show here. It's been an awesome opportunity to talk with you.
So let me ask you this. Out of all the Thrive, and it's only day two, so we still have tomorrow yet too. When you came to the show, or the show, the event, was there an underlying goal? We talked about earlier about a trigger point. Was there an underlying goal for yourself or for your coaching community that you were trying to get out of this? Or, like, it doesn't have to be, like, I have to go to this event and get this out of that. But, it's like, was there a goal at least? Was there something that you wanted to get?
I wanted to be able to...
That was the man O'Zeal walking by with his stylish hat.
Oh, he's
looking
good. He's
got the best hats ever, man.
He's looking good.
He's got
good.
The best. He's got the hat. So,
O'Zeal, you're looking good over there.
Yeah,
I wish our listeners could see you right now.
Yeah.
They would be equally as impressed.
Yes. So, O'Zeal is just another fellow solo labber. He's from the that coaching group with Michael O'Neill and the Pally Unemployable. But back to your point is, what are you looking to get out of this event?
Yeah, so... The biggest thing for me is to be able to connect with like-minded individuals.
Okay.
A mastermind, as you would call it. Because I want to be able to... I need help, like we talked about. Like, I need help growing my business as well. I need coaches in my life, too. I need peers that can come alongside me, and we can share our business struggles. We can share our business successes. And so that's what I'm looking to get out of this, is someone that I can... A group of people that I can be a part of, and we help each other. We rely on each other. We're able to say, hey, I don't have it all figured out. We're able to put our pride to the side and say, hey, I need help. And when other people in the group are saying, hey, I need help, to be able to step up and say, hey, I want to help you out.
That's awesome.
I want to be a part of this community. I want to be part of the Thrive Tribe, as they call it here at the event.
Well, I think they missed the boat, by the way. You know for a fact, so last year their hashtag for the event was like Thrive 2015. So this year they're using it again, Thrive 2016. And then they added Make Money Matter as a hashtag. And I was like, you know what? You know darn well that next year's event, Thrive Tribe will be
hashtag
a third
Thrive
hashtag.
Tribe.
Yeah, because everybody's been blowing it up this year. It's been going on all my stuff too, because... And that's something, guys, you're not here. And if we can just send a little more energy through your earballs, as Michael O'Neill calls them, your earlobes, whatever, but you guys are listening to this show, is that we hope that you get some of this energy out of here. And maybe you consider coming to Thrive next year. And again, I'm not getting paid for this. You're not getting paid
for this. Yeah, I'm not getting paid for this.
It doesn't matter. We're just trying to help you guys understand that going to events like this, it's about that self-help. So, again... taking that moment and saying, I need to get something for myself before I can help others. So maybe it is coming to an event like this, surrounding yourself with peers that are much more up level. I am blown away by people that are much up level than
incredible us. Influences.
Yeah, I was
here.
Like, again, Jack Canfield, I just can't wait to listen to him.
And what's cool about an event like this is you're still welcome here. It doesn't matter if you're not a top influencer.
No.
People still want to connect with you. People still want to give back to you as long as you're giving back to them.
Well, and make connections. Like, you and I, just on this episode, will now always have a connection. And I'm not saying everybody's got to show up and do a podcast show, but we are the only ones here with
though,
microphones
right?
and a digital recorder, so we are rocking it, all right? We're showing how it's done. But the point here is that we now have established connectivity that he's in my network. You are in my network. I'm in your network now, so we can now help each other.
Yes.
We come across other people in our crossings, and now I could send people his way because, not just because of the episode, but I now know what you do. I've actually physically met you. I've embraced your energy, and I'm like, great. I know that you can actually help people. I can't guarantee if it's going to be a great match as far as a coaching relationship, but now I know that going forward, if I come across somebody who needs some life coaching, and I know they're a millennial or a young professional generation, I'm like, sweet. I got that guy in my network now.
Yeah, and the same back to me. You know, if I come across somebody who wants inspiration in their business, lifestyle, or health, or they're looking for that extra drive, they're looking for that extra motivation, I can tell them about this podcast. Like, you got to listen to Scott's podcast. It is so good.
I'll pay you $20 later for that. Drinks are on me.
Oh, yeah.
No. But that's the point, guys, is that this event, I can tell you, I've been to a lot of events over the years. Like, one of my side businesses is the Isogenics business. It's one of those... basically a network marketing company, but they have so much self-help and self-development built into their training. I tell people, like, dude, it's basically a self-help, self-development company, that you could buy nutrition from. I mean, that's how powerful they are. But the advantage of this is neutral territory, man. Thrive is neutral. There are people from real estate, from online marketing.
Pastry chefs,
life coaches. It's like, you don't know who you're going to meet in an event like this. And that was my whole goal. Like, people are like, well, why are you going to Thrive? I'm like, I just don't know. It was like, if I get some great co-host to come on the show, freaking solid, because the show is barely 2 months old. But I was like, most importantly, I want to surround myself with other people that are doing things differently. So I could see and maybe take a few best practices from their industries or from their professions.
Exactly.
That I could cross-pollinate into my niche and how I'm helping people.
That's exactly it.
And that's the power of going to events, is that if you open your eyes and you open your ears and you sit here and you just sponge it all in and take all, and there's a lot of energy here to sponge it all in. like, these microphones are really awesome, but you guys have, if you don't hear any of this, we got some killer DJ like playing music in the background. There are tons of people like meeting and having meetings and talking. It's just phenomenal here. So I'm just pumped. And again, this is only day two.
Yeah, this is only day two, like you said, yeah.
So let's close this out, because we got to go mingle and meet with some other people. Let's, as I've hinted at you before, when people come on the show and you're the co-host, and I want to express gratitude for you making the time to come on the show and helping
my audience.
And
I'm so grateful for the opportunity, Scott.
So gratitude is crucial, right? We talked about this yesterday.
Yes.
Like, start the day with gratitude. We are doing that right here, right now. So guys, if you're not taking the moment to do a little bit of gratitude in the morning, do it. But most importantly here, out of that gratitude, is that I like to put you guys on point. And when we close out our show, it's like, listen, it's not about me, it's about you. So with your message and what you're trying to do, what is an umbrella message? Something that encompasses everything you're doing, what you're trying to do with suckalittleless.com. What is your message you're trying to get out there to people? Is there an all-encompassing thing that when we close out this show that you want to make sure people, if nothing else, they remember this message from you?
Yeah, so if I were to have one encompassing message, I would say that change, real, lasting, authentic change is a process. And there's two main parts that really drive home whether you're going to have success in that.
Okay.
And those two main parts are, you have to do two things. A lot of people only do one. You have to work hard. You have to work hard. That change is difficult because it makes us uncomfortable. It makes us uneasy. We're going out into uncharted territory that we're unfamiliar with.
Okay.
And so you do have to work hard at it, but you also have to work smart. You have to work hard and you have to work smart. And so you can be as hard of a worker as you want to be, but if you're going after the wrong things, you're not doing it with the skill level you should, then you need to be able to change that. And if all you're doing is working smart, you become the idea guy, the guy with all these ideas, and you're not actually doing anything to make them come to fruition. And so if you ever get stuck in any of those, either one of those steps, either one of those processes, if you're trying to work hard, but you can't get it, you feel stuck, or you don't know what to do, you don't know how to create that goal plan, so you don't know how to like work smart towards it, you don't know what you should be working towards, grab some help. I don't even mean to like pitch life coaching, but if you don't hire someone like me, you don't
it
grab someone
have to be
like
be the word life get, coaching.
Yeah.
It
get a mentor if you want. Get a peer like
get
we were talking about.
An accountability partner.
An accountability partner.
Yeah.
Someone that can help you.
Somebody that can call you on your shit.
Yeah, someone
right?
that can call
exactly,
you on it. Yeah, like, exactly.
I mean, my girlfriend is not an accountability partner, but she has no problem calling me on my shit.
So that's like, good. That's good.
You know what? That's probably something good in my life, because I'm a little out there. I'm high energy. And I texted her last night and I said, thank you for being somebody that can actually ground me mm-hmm. from time to time. And it's hard for me to actually accept that. I always thought that would be a bad thing. But it's like, dude, for me, like, I needed that. But also, I'm in a coaching group professionally. Like, I wanted to have a group of peers that I could bounce ideas off of that are from different walks of life. So to your point, whether it be a life coach, whether it be a mastermind group, like that's why I think I'm getting out of your message here is like, yes, we can work as hard as we can possibly work. And yeah, people say, you should work smarter, not harder, blah, blah, blah. But a long story short out of all that is that your messaging I'm getting is that don't be afraid to ask for help. Work
don't
smart
be afraid
and hard.
Yes.
Okay?
But
get
don't
a little
be afraid.
Get a little teamwork going on.
Yeah.
Whether it be a coach, a mastermind group, whatever. That's what I'm getting out of this.
Getting help, asking for help, will be one of the best things that will propel you forward in any of your goals.
Okay. Maybe that's our all-encompassing message.
That could definitely be it. But make sure when you ask for help, you're also offering value.
Yes.
Boom. That's like bringing this entire podcast all around. If we were to summarize it at the end, that's where it is.
It's not about the Benjamins. It's not all about the dollars.
Yeah.
What is the value that you're bringing forth? And I think that's a great way to close out the episode, guys. So, again, if you have not checked out suckalittleless.com, or look for that everywhere. The rest are, you did a great job of your branding. Suck a Little Less, at Suck a Little Less, is on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram, so it's not hard to follow you. Please do this guy some justice. Like his page. Follow his page. If you feel like you are resonating with his energy, reach out. Get some help. Is there anything else that we need to help people find you with? Is that basically the best way to track
you? At Suck a Little Less. Everywhere I am, that's where I am.
There
is at Suck a Little Less.
Dude, high five, man. That
hey,
brand.
Thank you so much, Scott. I really appreciate
awesome.
It. You're incredible. I'm excited to see this podcast take off for you even more.
Thank you.
I'm excited to see.
Gratitude for coming on the show.
Oh, thank you, man. I appreciate it.
There you guys go, man. That is suckalittleless.com. That is Dale Carlson here at Thrive 2016. Make money matter. So, again, from all the popular episodes as we grow this show, I hope this is one of the top ones. Again, guys, we're here to fuel your health, your business, your lifestyle. Keep living the fired up epic life. And we'll talk to you guys again soon.
Thank you for listening to Live the Fuel. Visit us at livethefuel.com. Stay connected on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and more at Live the Fuel. Live the fired up epic life. Hashtag Live the Fuel.